Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Mem Tes. And we begin about 10 lines from the top, and we'll chazer over what we learned at the end of yesterday's shiur, right in today, at the beginning of the shiur, the Ozdo Shmuel Taimei. So we'll chazer over what Shmuel said by reading the Gemara right now. The Omer Shmuel, that Shmuel, we have the statement that he explained yesterday, so that is in accord with what Shmuel said elsewhere. What does Shmuel say elsewhere? The Omer Shmuel, Chotzer Shebein Shnei Mavuos. If you have a Chotzer that is in between two different Mavuos, you can see this in the art scroll in the diagram in footnote number 4, or you can see this as well in the illustrated Gemara on page 61, diagram number 181, and you can see this as well in various diagrams in the Pirush Chai on page 93. So what Shmuel is telling us here is that if you have this Chotzer that could go and make a Erev, a sheet of Mavoyus, with either of the two Mavoyus, the one on the right of it or the one on the left of it. So, Erev im Shneim, if in fact the middle Chotzer made a sheet of Mavoyus with both the Mavoy on the left as well as the Mavoy on the right, so then this is a problem. Asur im Shneim, it ruins it for both of them. And this is analogous yesterday to when we had the three Chatzeros that opened up each into the Rishus HaRabim. You had Chotzer A, Chotzer B, and Chotzer C, which we said Shmuel had explained that if you have Chotzer A and Chotzer B being Ma'ariv together, and you have Chotzer B and Chotzer C being Ma'ariv together, so the way Shmuel understood it, not the way Rav understood it, the way Shmuel understood it was that B is actually not allowed to go and put its stuff in A, and B can't go and put its stuff in C. It ruins it. And the Chachamim, they say all of them are ruined. Not even A can put in B, and C can't put in B as well. So Shmuel is telling Gosvir, Lishitaso, that when the middle Chotzer goes, it's analogous to what we had yesterday. Here it's a Chotzer making a sheet of Mavoyus with the Mavoy on the left and the Mavoy on the right, so it ruins it for both of them. Asura im Shnehem. And the people in this Chotzer can't carry with the Mavoy on the left and can't carry with the Mavoy on the right. This is exactly what Shmuel said yesterday. Then we have an additional din, lo irvim shneim. If the chotzer in the middle didn't do a sheet of mavoyus with either of them, not the one on the left, not the one on the right, so it ruins it for both of them. Oseris al shneim. Because as we learned previously, and we'll learn more about this later in the Masechta as well, there are several caveats to this, but in general, if a person doesn't participate, or if a chotzer doesn't participate in a sheet of mavoyos, so then it ruins it for everybody else. So that's what happens over here. When the middle chotzer doesn't do a sheet of mavoyus with either the one on the left or on the right, it ruins it for both of them. Furthermore, haisa bi'echad regila, if on a regular basis, the middle chotzer would always, let's say, make a sheet of mavoyus with the one on the left, and they never made it with the one on the right. U'be'echad ein regila. So they always, every week, always go with the left. So then, zeshe regila bo'asa, if they didn't make a sheet of mavoyus this week, so then it's only the one that they're regularly used to doing it with that gets ruined. The one on the other side, they never did it with. So therefore, that one doesn't get ruined. Bezeshe ein regila bo is mutter, as long as they made their own sheet of Mavoyus with the other Chatzeros that opened up into them, they're okay. Because the middle Chatzer never goes and makes a sheet of Mavoyus with them, so the fact that they didn't make it with the other group doesn't ruin it for the people that they never make it with. So the people that they always make it with, they're ruined. The people that they never make it with are not ruined. Furthermore, on the Rabbi by Rav Huna, Rabbi Rav Huna said, Erevo im she'eino regilabo. Let's say this week they decided they're going to go and make a sheet of mavoyus with a group that they never make it with. So let's say the one on the right they never make it with, but this time the chotzer in the middle makes a sheet of mavoyus with the mavoy to the right of it. So in this situation, hutor regila liatzmo. So then the mavoy, which they normally make with, which would be ruined if they didn't make it with them, is getting off the hook, and they're allowed to make their own sheet of mavoyus. So the mavoy on the left, which normally would be ruined if the middle chotzer didn't make a sheet of with them, because they always use it, but from the fact that the middle chotzer this week chose to go to the Eina Regila, to the one that they're not normally going with, so they've essentially abandoned the one that they've normally gone with, and that's perfectly fine. They've excluded themselves from that sheet of Mavoyos, and they don't therefore ruin it for them because they've made their own separate sheet of Mavoyos with the one that they're Eina Regila about. So, in our situation, the one in the middle now made it with the right, which they normally don't, so it now doesn't ruin it for the one on the left. Furthermore, the Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Amar Shmuel, another qualification here, the Rabba Bar Rav Huna said in the name of Shmuel, in Erevo Regila Liatzmo, let's say the one on the left, which the middle one normally makes with, says, we're not going to make it with you this week. We're making a sheet of Mavoyas on our own without you. Vizesha Ein Regila Bo Lo Erev, and the one on the right, which they normally don't make a sheet of with, for whatever the reason, they didn't make a sheet of Mavoyus at all. So they can't carry anyway. So what do? The Atzma Lo Erevo, and the middle one also didn't make an Erev, neither with the one it normally does on the left, and certainly not with the one that it rarely does, the one that ain't a regila bo on the right. So now, do we say the middle one ruins it for the people on the left or not? So in this situation, Rav Huna says the name of Shmuel, that dochen osa etzel she'en a regila bo. The middle chatzil, we push it to the one on the right, which it normally doesn't make a sheet of mavoyus with, because they didn't make a sheet of mavoyus anyway. So they're not going to ruin it for anybody, because they're already not having a sheet of mavoyus. So rather than saying the middle one should ruin it for the one on the left, which they didn't participate in, let them, quote, ruin it for the one on the right, which is ruined anyway. And this Rabba Bar Rav Huna says in the name of Shmuel is what we call Midas Sodom. Uchigon zeh kofin al Midas Sodom. Because if you would say Tzilahachis, you want the middle one to go with the one that it would ruin it for, as opposed to going into the one that it doesn't ruin it for, that's Midas Sodom. That's a terrible thing, because you get no benefit out of it. The one in the middle can't carry no matter what, because they didn't make a sheet of Levias. So put him with the group that they won't ruin anything with, rather than saying that they belong to the group that they'll ruin something for. That's Midas Sodom, when you're ruining it for somebody else, and you get no benefit from it. So therefore, this is an example of Kofin al Midas Sodom. We force, so to say, the middle chatzah to be considered and listed with the one on the right, which is Ein Regilabo, and didn't make a sheet of Mavoyos, and not ruin it for the one on the left that made their own sheet of Mavoyos, excluding the middle chatzah. Furthermore, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hamakbir Ale Ruvo, again, an additional dinim we're having about the Eruv. So if somebody is participating, let's say five people, like we have in the Gemara later on today, like we had in the Gemara yesterday, if five people get together, and one of them, they're all putting together their food together in their one house, we'll see exactly how this works a little bit later in the Shia today, but one of them says, listen, I don't want anybody to touch my food. Hamakbir Ale Ruvo. He doesn't want anybody to be able to go and eat his food. So then Shmuel says, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ain Eruvo Eruv. That's not considered a good Eruv. Why not? Because Mashmo, it's called an Eruv. What does an Eruv mean? An Eruv means a mixing. Eruv Shmo. Eruv means that it mixes together. And this guy is saying, I do not want to mix with you. So therefore, it doesn't work for mixing. And therefore, they're all considered separate registrants in this Chotzer, and they're not mixed together. And therefore, Midrabanan, each one ruins it for the other one, since they didn't make an Eruv. Aye, they made some sort of an Eruv. No, he said, I don't want to be my Eruv with you, because he's makbid alei v'ro. Nobody else can eat my Eruv. That's the opinion of Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Rav Chanina disagrees. Rav Chanina Omar, Rav Chanina says, no, Eruv v'Eruv. This is a good Eruv, because after all, this person did put in his meal with the others. Aye, he doesn't want anybody to eat his own meal, but nevertheless, he's showing that this is our single unit, this is our single place. So even though he's makbid and nobody eating it, you know, he's a stingy guy. He's not a nice guy. Elish nikwa mianshe Vardina. He's like one of the people that comes from the city called Vardina. Rashi explains, the people in Vardina, tsaikonin hoyu. They're very stingy people. They're miserly people. And so he's a miser. So he's a stingy person. But it doesn't ruin the air of according to Rabbi Chanina. According to Yehuda Mar Shmuel, it does. Furthermore, another statement, Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Hacholek etzeiruvo eino eruv. If a person separates his eruv from the others, he puts it in a separate basket. Rashi explains, Bishnei Kalim. So he puts his eruv into basket number one, and everybody else puts it into basket number two. So, eino eruv. This is not a good eruv. Rashi says, Mishum haitaima gufe, demashimo, eruv shmo. For the same exact reason we said a moment ago, if you're makbid on your eruv, that doesn't mean it's merging together. That doesn't mean it's mixing together. You're makbid to be separate. So too, by definition, if he puts it, according to Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, into a separate basket, he's demonstrating he doesn't want to participate with them, even though it looks like he is, by putting food into the middle area, into the area of the courtyard. He's putting it together with everybody else, but he's keeping it separate, and therefore he is demonstrating he doesn't want to participate in the Eruv. That's what Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel says. And who is this like? Come on. This is like the opinion of Beis Shammai, the Gemara says, which again, we don't want that. I'm reviewing the Mishmuel. We don't want to lock him into Beis Shammai. So we have more questions. But what you're saying is like Beis Shammai. Because the Tanya, now this price we mentioned yesterday, and here we have it again today. The Tanya, Chamisha Shagavu Eseruv. You have five people in a chotzer. Each of them has a house. They all open up into the chotzer and they want to be together. So each of them has to go put bread together and they put the box of matzahs together and now they can all have the Eruv Chatzeros. Again, we're assuming, of course, it's an enclosed area. If it's not an enclosed area, then this doesn't work. So it's an enclosed area and they make an Eruv Chatzeros and now it works. Unisanuah Bishnei Kalim, but they put it into two separate baskets. They didn't put it all into the same basket. So Beis Shammai Omrim ain't a Eruv. Beis Shammai says it's not a good Eruv. Beis Hillel Omrim Harei Zeruv. Beis Hillel says it's a good Eruv. Now, if Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel says that if a person puts it in a separate basket, it's no good, so they seem to be holding like Beis Shammai. But that's a problem. We never want to hold like Beis Shammai. We always want to hold like Beis Hillel because Allah is always like Beis Hillel. We had that on Daf Yud Gimel. So Gemara says, Afil Tamei Beis Hillel. No. This scenario is different. The Braisa, where it said if they have it at all in two baskets, it's no good according to Beis Shammai, but it's good according to Beis Hillel, is different than our case. Our case over here, we could say, even Rav Yehuda Meir Shmuel says, Acholik is a Ruv, Eino Erev, even goes according to Beis Hillel. Afilu Tema Beis Hillel. Why is that? Because Ad Kan Lo Karmi Beis Hillel Hotsam, in the Braisa, Beis Hillel said, if they put it into two baskets, it's good according to Beis Hillel, it's not good according to Beis Shammai, but why is it good over there? Because Elo Dimalio Lemona Viyater, because there wasn't room in one basket. Beis Hillel says, if there wasn't room in one basket, let's say a basket only held three portions, and two of the guys had to go put it in another basket because they have five portions altogether. So Beis Hillel says it's good. Beis Shammai says, no, that demonstrates that they're not together. But Beis Hillel says, you didn't have a choice. That's why it's still good. But in our case, Abel Hecha, with a person is cholik, is Eruvo, Eno Erev, Hecha, the Palge, Miflag, since he himself is separating it, lo, then it's no good. Hacholik is Eruvo, he himself says, I don't want to be with everybody else. So therefore, Rav Yehuda Meir Shmuel's opinion that it's not an Erev is even going according to Beis Hillel. Now, we just brought down two cases, Hamakbid al Eruvo and Hacholik is Eruvo. And the Gemara says, what do you need both of them for? Couldn't we learn out the idea of Rav Yehuda Meir Shmuel from only one of them? V'tarti lomeli, why do we need both Hamakbid al Eruvo and Hacholik is Eruvo? So Gemara says, Tzricha, you need them both because each one has a chiddush that you wouldn't know from the other one. The Ashmin and Hassan, if you only told me the first case where the person is Makbid al Eruvo, Mishum the carpet, I would have said, you know why? Because he's Makbid. I do not want anybody else to have my Eruv. Okay. But in a situation where he puts it in another basket, Abel Hacha, in the second case, a cholik is Eruvo, aim alo. Maybe he's not saying you can't have it. I just put it in a separate basket. I like to keep my stuff separate. But if somebody else wanted it, he wouldn't be makbid on it. So therefore, maybe in the second case, it would be good. That's why Rav Mishmuel has to tell me the second case. No, so just tell me the second case, and wouldn't I know the first case then automatically? No. If you only told me the second case, Acholik is Eruvo, you know what I would have said? Mishum de Palge Miflag. He physically separated his Eruv from the others, demonstrating he doesn't want to be with them, and that ruins the whole purpose of the Eruv. But in the first case, he put it together in the same basket as them. No, he says, don't touch my food. He's Makbid al Eruvo. I would say, since it's in a separate it's in the same basket, not in a separate basket. It's different than Acholik is Eruvo, where it's a separate basket. No, it's Makbid, but it's in the same basket. I would have said, good. It is good, in fact, in that situation. That's why Rav Yehuda Meir Shmuel has to tell me in both cases, Tzricha, you need both the case of a Makbid al Eruvo and in the case of Acholik is Eruvo. Now the Gemara is going to question Shmuel's halacha a little bit further. Amalei Rab Abba le Rav Yehuda. Rav Abba questions Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, again, was a Talmud of Shmuel. And where did he ask him this question? Bibei Matzarta de Rav Zakkai. He asked it to him in the wine press of Rav Zakkai. Now, often the Gemara will give us details like this to show that this was a real legitimate conversation. It's a real Maisa Shahai that happened. Alternatively, sometimes the Gemara wants to show us that even when they're working in the wine press, the Bei Matzarta of Rav Zakkai, they're still sitting and learning. They may have to do whatever they're doing, but they don't waste a second. They're sitting and learning. So Rav Abba questions Shmuel. He says as follows to Rav Yehuda. Me Amar Shmuel, did Shmuel really say what you just said? Hacholek is Eruvo, Eino Erev. If a person puts his Erev in a separate basket, it's not considered an Erev? Is that really true? However, if Amar Shmuel, Shmuel elsewhere said, Bayis Sheminichem Bo Erev, in the house where the Erev is put, Eino Tzorech Litein Asapas. That person who owns that house doesn't have to put bread into the basket. Now, why not? My time, why doesn't the owner of that house not have to put bread in the basket? So Rav Abba thought the reasoning is as follows. Isn't it because lab mishum diomar dekivin the manach bisalo kiman de manach hocha domi? Isn't it because he has bread elsewhere in that house? And therefore, since he has bread elsewhere in the house, i.e. in a separate basket, it's like he put it in this basket as well. If that's the case, so then Rav Abba says, how come you're saying acholik is a ruva is no good? If the balabayas can have bread in a separate basket and it's good, so to over here, hochanami. Kim the monach besala, kiman the monach hochadami. So even though he has it in another basket, it's like he put it in this basket. It's in the same house. So therefore, kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel seems to have a stira between the statement that you made in his name and this other statement of Shmuel. So he says, no, you're wrong, Rav Abba. You're incorrect. Amalei, hasam, he says, in that situation with the balabayis, he doesn't necessarily have any bread. Don't tell me that he has bread in another basket. No, even if he had no bread, the fact that it's in his house, that demonstrates He's part of the group. My taima, why doesn't he have to have bread? The kula hocha dairi. Because the whole purpose of the Erev is to demonstrate that we're all living together in one house, and therefore we're one Rishus HaYachid, and therefore, even though there are multiple individuals in this Rishus HaYachid, so midarais, you're allowed to carry there anyway, but now midarabanan, you're allowed to carry there as well. Because you're demonstrating that we're all together. So even if he has no bread, the owner of the house is demonstrating that he's part of it because the basket is in his house. With everybody else's bread, he doesn't necessarily have to have bread. So that's not a raya. Shmuel says that in that situation, he doesn't need bread, and therefore it's all in one basket. But if it's in two baskets, a whole lake essay ruvo, Amar Yehuda Mishmuel says, in fact, that's no good. How does this Erev work? How does putting the bread out actually work? So we have two opinions. Amar Shmuel, the first opinion is Erev Mishum Kinyan. Shmuel says that the Erev works because of a Kinyan. It's as if everyone is acquiring that house, and now it's as if one person lives in this entire house, and therefore it's one person for the chatzer. They're all considered together, and therefore it's all a Rishus HaYochid, and you're allowed to carry there. Again, midarais, you're allowed to carry there anyway. It's all Rishus HaYochid that's enclosed. But midarabanan, they said, if you're allowed to carry from your house to the outside, to the chatzer, you're going to end up carrying from your house to the Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, they made this gezerah, but they mitigated it by saying, if you all do the Erev Chatzeros, that will be recognizable, and it won't lead to a takala. I, Vim Tomar, so according to this opinion of Shmuel, that the Erev works via a kinyan, but it needs to be with bread. Why with bread? Vim Tomar, Mibnei Ma in Konin Bama. So then you should be able to use money, Ma's money. So therefore, if you need to use bread, why can't you use money? If it's to make a kinyan, just like you make a kinyan with the bread, you can make a kinyan with money. So Gemara says, Mibnei She'ena Matsuya Ba'arisha Bosses, because people were very poor in those days, and they spent all their money before Shabbos to buy food for Shabbos. They wouldn't have any money left. So therefore, they wouldn't have money to make a kinyan. That's why they said they're always going to have the lechem mishnah. They're always going to have the food for Shabbos. So use that. Moore says, nu, hecho di arev miu likne. Okay, great. That's why you understand why he said it with bread. But what happens if they made it with money? It should be good, but it's not. How come you bedavke after that bread? Why doesn't money work? If it's to make a kinyan, the money should work. Why do the rabbis not allow money to work? So Moore says, gzeirah, here the rabbis instituted another gzeirah. Shema yomru ma ikra. Because if you can make it with bread, or you can make it with money, everybody's going to say, yeah, the bread, that's not really how it works. It's really the money that does it. It's the money that does it. And therefore, bezimdin lo shriach ma, and then there's going to be those erev shabbosos where they don't have money, they're poor, they spent all their money on food, and they have no money. So what's going to happen? They'll say, oh, we don't have money, we can't make an erev. And they're not going to realize that the halach is you're allowed to make an erev with pas, and therefore, the ase erev liyo kalkule. What's going to happen is, Rashi says, lishtakach toras erev, since they're never going to have money on a regular basis, it's going to be very common that they're not going to have money, they're not going to remember this din of erev, and they're going to forget this din of erev, and the rabbis didn't want that. So therefore, they said, always use bread, and you can't use money. Even though it's working via kinyan, and money should be able to work via kinyan, but the rabbi said, we don't allow you to use money, you must bedavka use bread. That's the opinion of Shmuel. Rabba says the Erev works as follows. Rabba Amar, Erev Mishum Dira. The Erev makes them all as if they're living in the same house. If they're all living in the same house, if a father and five sons live in the house, so they don't have to make an Erev Chatzeros. It's all one house. So too, when you put your bread in that house, it's as if you're symbolically saying we all live in that house. Obviously, you all live in the different houses, but it's symbolically showing that you all live in that house, therefore it's one house for the entire Chatzer, and therefore you can carry. So we have Shmuel saying it's because of a Kinyan, and we have Rabba saying it's because of Dira. Might be naive. Gemara says, is there a halach lemaisa difference between these two shitas? So the Gemara says, yes. Ika benayu, three things. There are three potential ramifications. Kli, upachus misha v'pruta, and we turn to the Amud Beis, v'katon. Now the Rashi on the Amud Aleph gives us the explanation of all three. So if you look in the last Rashi, three lines on the bottom, kli v'sheinu bosha v'pruta v'katon. So he says, leman di omar, according to Shmuel, who says, Mishum Kinyon, that the Erev works because of a Kinyon, so then, Yecholun Liknos Besudar Kiderek Shar Kinyon. So then, a Kli, a kerchief, could function to make a Kinyon over here. And therefore, you make a Kinyon Sudar. And therefore, all of the people, if they put a Kli together, they could make a Kinyon and have an Erev Chatzeros. But if you're saying that it works because of showing Dira, well, the fact that my spoon is over here, that doesn't demonstrate that I have any Dira over here. And that's what Rashi says later in the Rashi. So a Kli wouldn't establish anything. So according to Rabba, a Kli wouldn't work. According to Shmuel, a Kli would work. Then it says, according to Shmuel, it has to be a kinyan. A kinyan has to be worth a certain amount. It has to be, therefore be a shavapruta in order to establish a kinyan. So let's say you had two sudas there, but they were very cheap food. Let's say chup was very, very cheap. He put out there something that is less than two sudas worth, is less than a shavapruta. So according to Shmuel, it's not going to work because it didn't make a kinyan. But according to Rabbah, you just have to demonstrate that you're living there. How do you demonstrate that you're living there? By putting two sudas there, it's irrelevant how much it costs, and therefore it's good. And the third understanding of why this would be a difference between Shmuel and Rabbah would be for a katan. Now, a katan can't make a kinyan. So let's say the katan put your bread over there. So according to Shmuel, the katan can't make a kinyan, and therefore nothing happened. But according to Rabbah, it's just demonstrating that you're living in that area. So we don't care how it gets there. A monkey could bring it over there. The katan could bring it over there. Even somebody without das could bring it over there. And therefore, according to Rabbah, if the katan put your bread in the house, it would be good. But according to Shmuel, it would not be good. Now the Gemara asks a question on both of these shittos, both Shmuel and Rabbah. Amalei Abaye l'Rabbah. Abaye asks his Rebbe Rabbah, and he says, I have a problem with both of your opinions. Lididoch, Rebbe, according to you, Rabbah, Kasha, and Ula Shmuel, and also to Shmuel, Kasha. I have a problem with both the Yeshitas. According to Shmuel, says it's a Kenyan, I have a problem. And according to you, Rebbe, Rabbah, who says that it's because of Dira, I have a problem. Why? Because we learned in the following Braisa, Tanya, Chamisha Shagavu Ese Ruvon. Again, we've had this many times. If five people go and make their Eruv, Kishem Olichin Ese Ruvon L'mokom Acher, and then they want to go and join with another yard. So you have the five people in this yard making their Erev together. Everything would be fine, except they now want to go join with another yard. So if they want to do that, only one of them has to go. One can go and bring to the other yard. And on the simple understanding, according to Abaye, all you have to do is have one person bring his bread over to the other yard, and that will work for everybody. Now, here's Abaye's question. Who niyu de kokani? Only this person is going to make a kinyan. So according to Shmuel's opinion, Vesulo, nobody else is making the kinyan. So how does this work? And according to you, Rabbah, my Rebbe Rabbah, according to you, who niyu de kodayer? He's bringing his two breads over there, so only he's moving into the other yard. Vesulo, and nobody else is. So therefore, how can this person go on behalf of the entire other people, the four other people in the courtyard, and go and make a Erev Chatzeres with the other courtyard? He's only doing it for himself, either as a Kenyan or as a Dira. So Rabbah tells him, no, you're misunderstanding. Rabbah tells his Talmud, Abaye, Amale, Lola Didi Kasha, Lola Shmuel Kasha. It's not a problem for me, it's not a problem for Shmuel. Why? Because for neither of us is he doing it for himself. He's doing it as a shliach on behalf of everybody else. Shlichus tekulu ka'ovid. So according to Shmuel, he is now making a kinyan on behalf of all the other five people with his bread. So he's not doing it just for himself, he's doing it for everybody else. And according to me, he's establishing the dira of all five people by bringing the bread into the other chatzer, and therefore, both of us have no problem, and this is the right understanding. And he's functioning not only for himself, he's functioning as a shliach on behalf of all the other people in the chatzer. After all is said and done, how do we paskin? We've had multiple times already in this perek, Amar Rabbah, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, we paskin halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. We follow the lenient opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who allows, in our case of the chotzer, A, B, and C, that they are allowed to carry, and not like the chachamim who say that all the courtyards A, B, and C are all ruined. Now, we had two versions of Rabbi Shimon. We had the version of Rab, which said that all of them can carry A to B and B to C, but B is also allowed to carry back to A or to C. And we had the version of Shmuel that said, no, only between A and B, only A can carry. And between B and C, only C can carry, but B is ruined. So which way do we paskin? So Rashi says, when we say over here that Rabba Amar Rav Chama, Bar Gurya Amar Rav, says that we paskin Rabbi Shimon, so Rashi says, Dehi Mutaris Ima Hen, Dehain Mutarin Ima. So Rashi seems to take the opinion of Rab. Not surprising. This is Rav who's saying so. So Rav says, we paskin like me, that in fact, the courtyard in the middle, the person in the middle, is also allowed to carry into the courtyards on the outside. But of course, A can't go to C. A and B, they're together. B and C, they're together. And that is the way Rashi says we understand the statement of Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Now we begin the next Mishnah. Here it tells us, Misha Baba Derech, if somebody's traveling on the road Friday afternoon, and he's not yet in his town, and what happens, V'chosh chalo, and it gets dark, it's about to get dark, and he wants to establish a place closer to his house so he can get to his house on Shabbos. He's right now more than 2,000 amas from his house. So Rishami has the gears over here. He's afraid it's going to get dark very soon, and he doesn't want where he is to be his established place. So what can he do? He's going to his house. He knows the neighborhood. So therefore, he sees a tree in the distance, or a fence in the distance, or a geder. Now, you can see diagrams of this, if you can't picture this clearly, in the illustrated Gemara on page 61, diagrams 182 or 183. You can see this in the Pirush Chai on page 94, in diagram number 32. And in the art scroll, it also has some diagrams in the various footnotes below. And even in our Gemara, underneath the Rashi page, all of the, at the bottom, there is a diagram. In any event, use whichever diagram will help you understand this the best. So he recognizes a tree. We'll stick with a tree rather than saying Elon or Gether all the time. So he says, V'amar shvi sasi tachtop. I want my Mokum Shvisa, I want my focal point to be underneath the tree. Now, this tree is at least amos, 8 amos wide. So therefore, it isn't clear where he wants it. If the tree was just 4 amos wide, so then no problem. Then it's clear where his Mokum Shvisa is, and everybody would say this is good. But here, since there's a couple of places under this tree where his 4 amos could be, so what's the deal? Lo amar klum. The Tanakhama says he said nothing. We'll explain in the Gemara exactly what this means. According to some, it means he has no tchum whatsoever. That would be Rav's opinion. Shmuel's opinion would be, no, he does have a tchum, but it's the entire tree that's his focal point, more than 4 amos, so he's going to lose a little bit in his 2,000 amos because we're not exactly sure where he is. But wait till we get to the Gemara to discuss this. If the person says, however, Shvisasi be karo, if he says it's in the specific 4 amos that's directly underneath the tree, so he designates a specific 4 amos, so then in this situation, he does have a place, mahalach mimokum raglov v'yadi karo, alpayim ama, as long as it's within 2,000 amos. And as we see in the Gemara, he's able to get there before Shabbos started if he were to run, so then he doesn't have to actually get there. But since he could have gotten there, so that tree now, at that set, Dalet Amos, is his Makom Shvisa, so he's allowed to walk on Shabbos from where he is, the 2,000 Amos or less, to the bottom of that tree, with the Dalet Amos, Umeyekaro, Yad Beis Opayim Amma. And since the bottom of that tree is also within 2,000 Amos of his house, so he's allowed to walk on Shabbos, 4,000 Amos from where he is, all the way to his house. Nimsa, it turns out, Mahalech Mishachashecha, after it gets dark, once it's already Shabbos, he's allowed to travel Arba'as Alofim Amma. He can travel the 4,000 Amos. He was able to make his Mokum Shvisa in that other place, and therefore he has the 2,000 Amos to get to there. That's not a problem. And he has the additional 2,000 Amos from there, and he can reach his house. That's great if the person knows the neighborhood, and he knows there's a tree over there, a fence over there. What happens in Eino Makir if he doesn't know any of the landmarks over there? So he can't say, I want my Shvisa to be specifically in that, a specific Dalet Amos. Or alternatively, Oshein HaBaki B'Halacha, he doesn't know this Halacha. So what does he do? V'amai Shvisasi Bimkomo. So he says, Bimkomi, he says, my Shvisa is right where I am right now. So that works also. Zochalo Mekomo Alpayim Amalecho Ruach. So he has a Shvisa over here, 2,000 Amos in every direction. Now, when we say 2,000 amos in every direction, what do we mean? So we have a machlokas over here. The Tanakhama says, agulos, divri Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. This is the opinion of Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. You basically draw a circle around where he is with a radius that's going to be 2,000 amma, and this radius around him, 2,000 amma, is going to form a circle, and he's allowed to travel anywhere within the circle. And you can see, again, a diagram of this in the art scroll footnote number 13, or you can see this in the illustrating Gemara, diagram number 182, or as well in the Pirush Chai in diagram number 34. Now, that's the opinion of Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. The Chacham disagree. Chacham have a wider area. Chacham Mim Nu, you square off the circle. Mirubos kitadla mirubas. You basically are allowed to square the circle, and this way you'll gain all the corners, because in the corner, we know that the famous Pythagorean theorem, a squared plus b squared equals c squared. So if you have a 2,000 amma and a 2,000 amma as the right angles of this right triangle, so the hypotenuse of this right triangle is going to be c squared, which in this situation is going to be the square root of 2 times 2,000, which is going to be approximately 2,800 amas. So in the corners, you're actually going to have an additional space. In the poskim, we'll get to this later in the Masechta, is a machlokes, do you have to do this due north, due south, due east, due west, and you only get to 2,800 in those absolute four directions, due north, due south, due east, due west, or no, you can set it up any way you want. Whichever direction you want to walk, you have 2,800 amas in that direction. We'll see this later in the Masechta, and there's a machlokes amongst the poskim. In any event, this is the 2,000 amos that we're talking about. Mora now says, "Vizui shamru, that which we said, ha'onim ari baraglo, that which he said, a poor person is allowed to go and make this Eruv with his feet." The Gears on the side, it says, Yerushalmi, it's Rav Meir Omer, Ein Lanu, Omer Rav Meir, is the Gears that we have. On the side, it says, Rav Meir Omer, Ein Lanu, Elo Ani. Rav Meir says, this is only working for an Ani. A rich person has to have food. And therefore, where his food is going to determine his place, but not where his feet are. Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda Omer, no, Echad Ani V'Echad Asher. This idea of wherever you are establishes your area, works even if you don't have any food. And it works for a rich person or a poor person. And why do they say that a rich person can be ma'ariv with pas? Lo amru ma'ariv with pas. It's only a cooler for the rich person. El lohak el asher. That if he doesn't feel like walking to where his place should be, he can send somebody there with his food. Shelo yetzei v'yariv b'ra'alu. He doesn't have to physically go himself. He can send the shliach. He can put it there himself. He can go and establish his mokum shvisa by putting food there. A poor person, Nebuch, doesn't have the food. So the only way a poor person can establish his mokum shvisa is by walking, by being there physically. Wherever he is, that's his mokum shvisa. But lav davka, this works as well for a rich person. The rich person has a cooler, according to view, that he can also use food. Of course, the poor person could also use food if he had it. Gemara starts off and says, what did we mean when we said, originally in the first case, that if a person designates the area underneath the tree, which was more than 8 amos, so there's a large area under the tree, and he says, that should be my mokum shvisa, so the Tanakh said, lo amar klum. What does this mean? My lo amar klum. So here we have a machlokis. I mentioned this already. This is Rav Shmuel. Rav says, lo amar klum, amar Rav, lo amar klum, kol ikar. He has zilch. He is now stuck because dafilu letachtav shalila lomotzi ozo. He can't move at all because by saying he wants it to be under the tree, he's essentially saying, I don't want it to be where I am right now. And therefore, he's basically saying, I do not have an Erev. I don't have an Erev where I am, and I don't have an Erev under the tree. Shmuel says, no. Ushmul amar lomar klum means lebeso, means he won't be able to go another 2,000 amas from the tree all the way to his house. However, he does establish his tum, his mokum shvisa, from underneath the tree. That did work. Avalotachtav shel ilan matziozel. He can, in fact, go to underneath the tree. The only problem is, what does it mean? It says lomar klum, he doesn't get the specified 4 amos, since the tree is 8 amos, 10 amos, 12 amos, v'nasa tachtav shalilun chamor gomol. So underneath the tree, he's stuck. So you can't say, well, these 4 amos or those 4 amos, the whole tree is considered like his 4 amos. But you use up the extra additional amos. So for example, if he's all the way on the east side of the tree, and now you want to make the 2,000 amos to the west side, you have to go use up all the distance of the tree. So you'll subtract the whole distance of the tree from 2,000 amos. As the Gemara says, v'nasa tachtav shalilun chamor gomol. So balim do min hatzofon, if he wants to go and calculate 2,000 amos from the north, you can't. You have to start modal min hadarim. You start all the way from the south, you include the 12 amos of the tree, and then you're going to be left with the 1,988 amos. You don't have the 2,000 amos because you have to include the tree. Likewise, the other way, modal min hadarim, if you want to go south, so then modal min hatzofon. You have to count over here the northern part of the tree all the way to the southern part of the tree, and then you can count your remaining 2,000 amos. So according to Shmuel, you just lost a little bit. According to Rav, you lost everything. According to Shmuel, you just lost a little bit. We turn to Nun Omer Aleph, where the Gemara says, Omer Rabba, my time of the Rav. Why is Rav saying you lose everything? Because one of two possible reasons. Mishum delo Messiah Asrei, because he didn't designate a specific 4 amos. If you don't designate a specific 4 amos, you don't get anything, and you lose what you had. Alternatively, Vika the Amre, Amar Rabba, the other reason that Rabba says that why Rab says you lost everything, my time of the Rab, why does Rab say you lose everything? Because Mishum de Kosovar, Kosh Eno Bezeh Acharzeh, Afilu Vasachas Eno. This is a famous rule throughout Shas. If you can't say something one after the other, you certainly can't say it to take effect simultaneously. As Rashi explains, the Kivan the Im Siim Dalit Sfonios. If he said, I want the 4 that are to the north, any Yochalazubo, Livror, Dalidromius. He can't say, then I want the 4 that are to the south. Leos Lushvisa. It's either the 4 to the north or the 4 to the south. So you can't say, I want the 4 to the north, and then retract that and say, I want the 4 to the south. So therefore, it doesn't work. Zeh chazeh. So it doesn't work together. You can't say them, I want 4 to the north, 4 to the south, simultaneously together. And that's what he essentially did over here by saying he wants the whole tree to be his makom shvisa. Is there a difference between these two reasons of Rabba, the lo misayim da asrei, or mishum de ksavar, kol she'eno b'zeh achazeh, afilu v'asachas eno? Shmuel says, yes, there is. May be, nayu ikra b'nayu. This is the difference between the two shitos. That if he were to say, domar liknu li bi'arba amos migo shmona. Let's say the tree had 8 amos. And he says, I want a specified 4 of those 8 to be my mokum shvitza. So now we specified 4 amos. And this he could do, b'zeh achazeh. That's not a problem. So therefore, it takes effect. Afilu basachas. So man di omar mishum lo ma'asayim asrei. The one who said he didn't specify his place. So the first opinion, halo ma'asayim asrei. He didn't say which four of the eight. So he didn't specify it. It's no good. But according to the second opinion, man di omar mishum kol she'eno b'zeachaseh afilu b'achas eino. So then here, hi ke'arba amos domi. He said I want a specific four amos. He just didn't specify which specific four amos. But he could do that zeachaseh. Doch arba amos kamei, because he said specifically four amos. So according to the second opinion, the ikud the amrei, this would in fact be good according to Rav. But according to the first opinion, mishum lo masayim asrei, it wouldn't be good according to Rav. With this, we conclude today's shir.